Mrs. Morgan came for the day today. We decided to start turning out the attics, and what a job that was. Now, Mrs. Morgan, all these old medical papers, just look at them, bundles of them. We must send them to the salvage people.
Don't suppose they do to the White Elephant stall for the Guild Bazaar? I wonder now, would they?
Oh, I don't think anybody would want to read these. They're all full of medical details. It's a magazine for doctors only.
Well, all the same, make good reading, they do, I dare say. There's many likes to read about insides. Very interesting insides are.
Well, I think we'd better throw them away. I'm sure Dr. Dale doesn't want them. We can catch the dustman with them today. Oh, and there's a mess of rubbish here. Just look at this, Mrs. Morgan. It's a case full of birds' eggs, and nearly all broken. Bob used to collect them when he was at school. Oh, this must go to the dustman as well.
Well, I could put them on the White Elephant stall, what's not broken. Somebody's going to be glad of these, some kid.
Well, if you think they'll be any use. Now, what's this? Oh, do look, Mrs. Morgan. It's an old gardening hat of mine. God, think what he's doing up here.
Now, that'll be ever so nice for the stall. Some lady will give us a couple of bob for it.
Oh, no, Mrs. Morgan, you can't put this on the stall.
Can't I and won't I? My friend Mrs. Bitmead and me is running it together. Mrs. Bitmead will be ever so pleased with this, ma'am.
Mrs. Dale, can I come in? Mrs. Freeman told me you were upstairs here.
Why, Kathy, how nice to see you. I didn't think you were back from your honeymoon.
Good morning, Mrs. Morgan.
Morning, Miss McIntosh.
Mrs. Morgan.
Oh, dear. Mrs. Ferguson, I should say. Well, I'll be taking these rubbish papers down to the dustman now because I can hear them coming along the road. Excuse me, please, Miss Ferguson.
Oh, I see Mrs. Morgan hasn't changed.
Oh, don't take any notice of her, Kathy.